Hashem, we should be zochet to such things. Okay, Parshas Truma Tafshin Ayin Dalet in our new Sva7s format. Where you limit me? Kids are Sva7s. There's a mitzvah to try to be like Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem created the world, he was mitzamtim himself. So sometimes, no, but it's good. We have to stick to our schedule, it's very important. Okay, Shnas Tafresh Lamed Aleph, 1871. The Halakhah Sva7s wanted to understand sort of the strange paradox that we find by the menorah. Niskasha Moshe b'menorah, v'hera lo Hashem yisbarach. The Medrash says that Moshe was struggling to figure out how to create the menorah, which is understandable. It was a magnificent work of art. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what the menorah should look like. V'achar kach k'siv shenasis me'atzva. Yet afterwards we're told that how was the menorah actually created? It was created on its own. Te'aseh. Right? The menorah shall be made. It does not say, as Rashi says, lakach lo nichtav ta'aseh. It doesn't say you should make it, because at the end of the day it was made on its own. Right? Te'aseh me'aleh. It was created on its own. Moshe threw it into the fire and it came out. So what was the point, says Sva7s? Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe is having a hard time. So he says, here, I'm going to teach you how to do it. And then he still doesn't know how to do it. You hear the question? Imkem lama herolo. Says Sva7s, why did Hashem have to show up and give instructions and teach him step by step? This is how you make the menorah. And Moshe is standing there, nodding along. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense. We can do this. And at the end of the day, he still couldn't do it. What's the message for us in Avodas Hashem? Ach ki al yidei ratzon ha'odim believe in nefesh be'emes, nigmar hashar. The message, very simply, says Sva7s, is that we have to have a ratzon to do the best we can. And we have to have a ratzon which is believe v'nefesh be'emes. And if we can reach that point, halavai, as a human being, karetz michomer, created from the dirt, if we can reach that point, nigmar hashar, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take it the rest of the way. Masha'ein yachol lasos, nasa me'atzma. That which you're not able to do, Hashem says, I'll do it for you. V'zeh masha amru, hashleich la'or, throw it into the fire. Heinu b'chol mitzvah mikol ish Yisrael, ki vaday ein b'koach adam lasos v'tzonu yisbarach. The idea of the menorah representing Torah is an all-encompassing thing. It's an all-encompassing kli. Now we know there are two kelim in the mikdash that represent the Torah. You have the aron, you have the menorah. The menorah, again, being Meramis to Torah, is teaching us that when it comes to Torah, b'derech chlal, I have to try my best, but I can't. I can't do the Ratzon Hashem. Ki vaday ein b'koach adam lasos ratzonu yisbach. It's not possible for any human being to claim I did anything in the way that Hashem wanted me to do it. I was talking yesterday to Joy Rosenfeld. There's a certain chashivas to losases, because with a losase you can kind of do what Hashem wants. Hashem says, don't do this thing. So by not doing it, you've achieved it. By a mitzvah sase, it's almost, I wouldn't say almost, it is. It is impossible to do the ratzon Hashem. Because Hashem says, shake a lulav. Okay, so, mida'agbe nafigbe. So you pick up the lulav, so shkoyach. So you did the mitzvah of lulav. But did you really do the mitzvah of lulav with all the kavanas? You mamish accomplish ratzon Hashem. It's impossible for a human being who's trying to do something to say I was zocha to do the ratzon Hashem. Ki vada ein b'koach adam lasos ratzon yisbarach. Rak if ratzon adam nigmar me'atzo. But I have to say, but Hashem, I want to do your ratzon, and I'm going to do the best version that I can of your ratzon. U'mikol makom hagmar ba gam kein al yidei ratzon adam. And to get to that finishing point, you have to start. Hashem kiviyachol, like we were saying yesterday, in the piece about the relationship between the guf and the neshama, right, like we saw yesterday in Lekat Amarim, kiviyachol, Hashem needs us and we need Him. We need Him to finish the job, but He needs us to start the job. And that initial ratzon is what brings it to the gemar. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu, this is how to make the menorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu can at least, to the best of his ability, strive to create the menorah, at least to understand the Indian of the menorah. Okay, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, you did what you can, and I'll finish it up for you. V'zeh sheher lo lei de mechuvan v'ratzono yisbach. You need to at least know what Hashem's desire is, the basic idea is. And when we have that honest desire, and yet we realize that it's beyond us to actually achieve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, good, don't worry. Just do the best that you can. That's all I can ask of you. The Chiddush Harim explained Amasha Kasov, like we find also in the Beis Halevi and in other Svarim. It's coming from different sides of the world, but it's all saying the same var, which is Yagati Umatzati. The Gemara in Megillah Davavam Abes. Yagati Umatzati. If a person says that I worked at something and I found, he should be believed. So all the Svarim say Mitzia is something that comes with Hesach Hadas. V'dikta ki Mitzia b'Hesach Hadas. The definition of Mitzia is something you find when you're not paying attention. So how do you work at finding something? How do you work at walking down the street, right, and finding a $20 bill on the floor? You don't work at that. It happens in Mamela. U'mashabal yedei yegiya lama nikra Mitzia. If I worked at it, so why is it called a Mitzia? At the end of the day, why is it called a Mitzia? We spoke about this a little bit in the very first Sfas Emes shir. Once upon a time. Achmi yachol limtzo emes al yedei yigiyasa. The answer is because you can work and you can work and you can work. Have you ever really achieved Ratzon Hashem? You can claim that I made it all the way, that I was zocha through my efforts to tap into Torah. Not, no such thing. Rak Hashem yisbarach no sein b'matana v'derach mitzi al yedei yigiyah. You have to work as hard as you can. But realize at the end of the day, it's mamash a matana, it's a mitzia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you, even after you worked to the nth degree to move out to yourself. And he concludes by saying that's what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kabbalah's Torah came about in such a way. The chenksib b'Moshe. Acher shahaya mem yom b'shamayim lechem lo achal v'chulu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I gave up my human existence for 40 days. I became as holy as I could possibly be. You would think, at such a point, I'm ro'i l'Torah. I earned the Torah. It's not what it says. Acher kach siv. The pasuk is earlier, but acher kach, right? After that experience, it says that after Moshe had spent those 40 days, vayitein el Moshe, says the Medrash, b'matana nitnu lo. It was still a gift at the end of the day. At the end of the day, no matter how much a person works, he has to realize that if he gets it, or if something, if a menorah is created at the end, if there's a Torah that's born out of his efforts, realize it's not solely your efforts. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu finishing the job for you. This is a yisod that the Sfas Emes has in a lot of different places. I wanted to show you one lashon on page 2 in Sukkos. Because I think, he sort of said it just now, but I think he says it even stronger here. In Tafresh Mem Zayin of Sukkos, Sfas Emes again is speaking about this idea. V'isa b'medrash, parshas kisisa. After Moshe puts in all of his yegiya, mem yom lo achol v'chulu, right, abarim yom lo achol, nitin lo etar b'matana. Like I've written in many other places, he has it by Yisro, he has it in Kisavo, he has it in Kisisa, he has it in a lot of different places. In the name of the Chiddush Harim, Mori Zakenizal, Alamaim Yagati Matzati Tamen, Ki Kol Schar Yigiyah Shezochen Acher Kach Lemitzia Umatana. That with all of your efforts, at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, throw it into the fire and I'll make the menorah. Teyasel, let the menorah be made. Not that you are going to be the one to make it. But look at this lashon; it's very, very strong. Ki bama nechshav kol hayegios shebaolam limzo eiza ha'arim midivrei Torah rak matana. Because all of the effort in the world, think about it. It's the most unnatural shidduch, like we were talking yesterday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a relationship with Klai Yisrael, is the most unnatural shidduch in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Or Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamalik Kol Almin, the Sovim Kol Almin. He fills all worlds, he surrounds all worlds. And what are we? Right? So you can work and you can work and you can work, there's only so much. A person of limited abilities can only, right? If you're Lamashal, you're 2 feet tall. You're 2 feet tall, right? So you can work and you can work and you can work and you can work and you can work. You're probably not gonna play in the NFL. You could put all of your kochos into becoming an NFL linebacker. Mamash, you can be the most dedicated person of all time, right? But it's not going to happen. It's physically impossible for you. That's exactly the same. Lahavdil, it's the same idea here. A person can put in all of the agiyah in the world, and he has to. He's expected to. But at the end of the day, he has to know that whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him is a matana. So Asemis wasn't really the first one, historically, to come up with this insight, and to pick up on this paradox by the menorah. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu is being taught to make the menorah. On the other hand, it's made on its own. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh, in this week's Parsha on page number 3, Maharal says, Te'aseh me'aleh, V'tanchum of Parshas Ba'aloscha perish, V'zeh ma'iseh ha-menorah, She'hera Kadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba, L'fish n'eskashabu. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe what it's supposed to look like because Moshe was having a hard time. U'mashma, The kasher hera lo menorah hayosa menorah. Mashma, Hashem showed Moshe how to make it, and then Moshe went ahead and made it. Because if not, what was the point of Hashem showing it to him? Hashem mapped it out for him. Took him through it step by step. What was the point of teaching him how to do it? To make Moshe feel bad. He taught him everything you could know about the menorah only for him to fail. That's what we find also. Seems to be that way from the Gemara Menachos. Gimel Dvarim Niskash Ben Moshe. Three things Moshe struggled with. Ad Shehera Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo. Until Hashem taught him how to do it. Mashma Kishehera Be'etzbo Lo Hayim Niskasha. V'yishlomer Devadai Tzarech Le'eros LeMoshe Ad Sheyid V'Haven Tavnis HaMenorah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe so that he could understand it and try the best of his ability to grasp it. V'oz Hayim Masra B'Maisa Menorah V'Nasis Me'alel. And then, once Moshe began the process, the menorah also still had to be constructed on its own. Because Mokom Ayitzarech L'Maisa Moshe. Yeah, don't think that Moshe's efforts were in vain. At the end of the day, he threw it into the menorah, he threw it into the fire, and it came out on its own. So what was the point of all his efforts? Not true, says Maharal. Kil Yisrael Tziva Lasososa. It was a command. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you make the menorah. V'loshen Tiyah L'Gamri Alidei Ma'isa Hashem. Because that's what Torah is. Torah demands are at the end of the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a chiddush in your mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you understand Gemara Rashi Tosos. Or any of the Rishonim. You understand a nuanced understanding of a pasuk in Chumash. It's a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to work as much as you can. Because that's the tzivoy that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave mankind. Moshe had to understand, because if he didn't understand, he couldn't even begin the process. Gomer Hashem al Yado. But when Moshe began it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the job. And that's what we find many, many times, says Maharal. B'chol ha'pulos sheba milamala tzarech shiasa adam lamata. Nothing happens from above until there's an Itzarusa Dilatata. We have to begin the process. We have to begin the process. The difference between Chanukah and Purim, right? The Sfarim say, the dreidel, you spin from above. The grager, you spin from below. We're entering a zman of Yisrusa Dilatata, the Klal Yisrael. Leich Kanos Kol Yehudim. Klal Yisrael have to make the efforts. Mordechai and Esther. People have to step up. So that's what it's saying here. All the pu'ulos that take place from on high, big things, start with the Hisoros from down below. V'af Kriyas Yamsuf. Shayamaisa Hashem. Kriyas Yamsuf, an open miracle. And yet, Hashem says to Moshe, V'ata Hori Matcha Uvekayeyu. Stretch out your hand and help. Help me to split the sea. Moshe had to be the one to bring them about. Because again, without the human intervention, it just simply can't be. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin was a person who believed very much in doing the impossible. In setting out to do the impossible, to create a yeshiva like no other yeshiva, to start a Daf Yomi that many people laughed at. Right? He was a person who knew how to, like Rabbi Sachs told us the other day, how to dream big. There's a beautiful, beautiful vart in the Imrei Das and Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu was told, go outside. Habeinu Hashemayimah, Usfar Sekochav. Go out and count the stars. In Tuchel Isporosam, if you would be able to count such a thing, which obviously you can, Vayomer Lo, Ko Yezaracha. Then he shot him in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the stars. But he says an amazing thing here. Habeinu Hashemayimah. Look to the heavens. Limerosh Yodeata Mirosh. Avraham, I know that it's not possible. You know, it's not possible from the beginning, from the start, Meirosh. Ki lo tuchal lispor es hakochavim. Because Baruch Hu says to Avram, Avram's an Eved Ne'eman. Hashem says, Avram, go count the stars. So Avram walks outside and he starts counting stars. 5 stars, 10 stars, 100 stars, 1,000 stars, 1,000,000 stars, 1,000,000,000 stars, 1,000,000,000,000 stars. There's more than 1,000,000,000,000 stars. And Hashem says, okay, stop. Avram, it's not possible. It's not possible to count. Ko yezaracha. What's ko yezaracha? There's going to be trillions of Jews on planet Earth? Okay, if that's true, then we're very behind in Hashem's bracha. So what's the pshat? Hashem Baruch Hu says to Avram, Harei ata mabid Hashemayimah umenasa lispor. You're going to go outside, you're going to try your best to count. Kein yegam zaracha. Even though you know from the start it's not possible to count all the stars, it's physically impossible. You'll never do it. You can spend your whole life, give your life's project. It's not possible to do it. And yet, you're going to try your best. Ko yezaracha. Avraham Avinu, that's your midah, and that's going to be Klal Yisrael's midah. That Klal Yisrael try the best of their ability to do things which are impossible. We don't measure my desire based on my ability. that if I think I can do it, then I have a tremendous ratzon to try to do it. That's not how it works. Your ability comes from your ratzon. That's what Hashem is saying. The more you convince yourself that I'm going to try my best to do it, Hashem says, that's it. That's all I'm asking of you. Strive to do the impossible. You're worried how you're going to finish the job? That's my promise as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not asking you to finish the job. All I'm asking you to do is to begin the job. Be'emes, the Lashon of the Shasemes, be'emes, in an honest way, to say, I'm going to try my best. If we do that, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll help you. This is a Yisod Gadol in Melchemes HaYetzer. The person looks at the Yetzer Hara that he's struggling to. And he says, "How am I? It's not possible. I know myself. I can't overcome this Yetzer Hara. So maybe, in a firm way, I'll sit back and I'll say, Rabbanu Shalom, it's in your hands. Only you can save me. No? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Sounds very holy. I'm handing it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Animam b'muna shleima, that the only way I could break this Yetzer Hara is with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. That sounds very firm. That sounds in some ways very honest. Right? And yet, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because even if it's going to take a miracle to save you, a miracle also starts with you stretching out your hand. With you beginning the process. Like Moshe Rabbeinu by Kriyas Siyamsu. You have to try. Chassam Sofer writes in the Torah Moshe, Parshas Kisitsa. When a person goes out to war against his enemy, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu delivers the enemy into your hands. Kosu v'pirkei avos. Im ein ani li mili, ukesh ani la'atzmi ma'ani, v'im lo'ach shavim asai. Everyone knows the Mishnah. Hine amru chazal, il mali a Kadosh Baruch Hu ozro lo yacholo. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help a person in Melchemes HaYetzer, there's zero chance that you could conquer any Yetzirah, big or small. The Yetzirah, like it says at the end of Masechta Sukkah, the fifth parak, Daf Mem Beis, the Yetzirah gets stronger every single day. Call it Gadol Mechaveh or Yetzir Gadol Imenu. The bigger a Jew you are, the bigger Yetzirah is. The Yetzirah is plotting to destroy every single one of us. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, you'd have zero chance of being successful in Melchemes HaYetzer. So therefore, a person might say to himself, so why bother trying? Maybe I should develop an attitude. I'm giving this over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei yachshav ha'adam, top of the column, ki lo yatzah l'melchama. Why should I bother going out to war? Why should I go out to battle my Yetzirah? A person is going to think to himself, why should I go to l'melchama my Yetzirah l'chavosh Yitzro? Asher tzorach kohu gvura. Like it says, ezehu gibur ha'kovish Yitzro. I'm not a gibur. I can't fight the Yetzirah. Lo yaseh shum espalus l'zeh. Rak yiftach ba'ashem ki yazveyu. I'll sit back, I'll work on my emunah and Hashem, that Hashem should save me. V'yilchem milcham tor gadol ha'zo. Let us, only Hashem could. Hashem is a gibor. Hashem can fight this battle. Aval emes lo kenu. Says the Chassam Sofer, you're fooling yourself with this frumkeit of Hashem's going to make a miracle for me. Because a miracle also takes the efforts of a human being. Aval emes lo kenu. Kimisha choshev kein la'olam lo yes sono nichna tachta. If you have that attitude, you'll never defeat your Yetzer Hara. And trust me, Hashem is going to help you, and He wants to help you. And you can only defeat it if He helps you. So what's wrong with what I'm saying? What's wrong with what you're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to start. He has to do whatever he can humanly possible to help himself. And the rest, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will finish the job. You start the menorah. Hashem says, I'll finish the menorah. It says in our Masechta, Kufdal Amar Aleph, a person who tries to help himself, Hashem helps you. But if you're not willing to help yourself, Hashem says, I can't help you. If I'm not going to involve myself in the Melchemes HaYetzer, then Mili, who's going to help me? Hashem's not going to help you. Hashem says, I'm not going to bail you out if you're not willing to make an effort. Don't make a frumkite out of saying, I'm going to sit back and rely on you, Hashem. But realize very much that when you start to make that menorah, you think you're going to make the menorah by yourself? If you're by yourself, not a chance. I can't fight the Yitzhar without Hashem's help. You have to put the two together. Concludes the Chassam Sofer in the last four lines, and that's what it means. When you go out to battle your enemy, If you're willing to go out and start the fight, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you. When I was in Brooklyn for my brother Josh's Sheva Brachos, and I went to shul, so the first thing that was very exciting was that the shul that we were davening in Friday night, Uncle Moishi was davening in. But he wasn't wearing his Uncle Moishi hat and his Uncle Moishi t-shirt. He was wearing a strimal and a bekasha. So one of my brother's new brother-in-law said, "You know who that is?" I took one look and I said, "Yeah, it's Uncle Moishi." He was very impressed that I got it in one try. Because he did not look, he looked very rubbish. So that was one thing that was exciting. The other thing that was exciting was that I pulled the safer off the shelf, the Yitav Lev. From Samar. And it must have been, was it Parshas Ki Teitzeh? The Chavis. Does that make sense? Probably. So he has, I don't have the Yitav Lev at home, so I couldn't photocopy it for you. But the Yitav Lev has one piece. He connects exactly what Chassam Sofer is saying. He connects it exactly to Yagati Matzati. Because look again, it's a Lashon. What's the Lashon? Ki Teitzeh Nochma Alevecha. You begin the battle, you do the Agia. Vinasno, he says, Vinasno is Lashon Matana. Vinasno is Lashon Matana. Yagati Matzati. Yagati, you have to fight the Yetzirah. But realize, if you're successful in Mechamas Yetzirah, it's Mamash Metziah. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you to defeat the Yetzirah. And I want to chaz with the vart that Josh Schultz said the other night, Monday night, when we were sitting together. It was a great vart, and it's Kedai. I've been thinking about it a lot. Ashrei, what's the lesson of the Pasuk? Beginning of Tehillim Kuf Yutes. Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Praiseworthy are those who are perfect in their ways. Haholchem B'Torah Hashem. So Rav Schultz said, Haholchem, as long as you're holeich, then you're tamim. You think, how am I ever going to be perfect? I mean, perfect. I can be a perfect Jew if you're holeichem b'Torah Hashem. If you're trying, if you're osek, if you're trying to make the menorah to the best of your ability, then Hashem says, trust me, it'll be perfect. The menorah is going to be perfect in the end. I will make sure that it's perfect. And again, all that's asked of us is to try to the best of our ability. Okay, my friends, we're holding at the end of Golis Edom. As you all know, Mashiach is coming, Bekarov. And it raises the question, it's been a very long Galus, it's been a dark Galus, it's been a painful Galus, and if you want to understand sort of the key to ending the Galus, you have to go back to the origin of the Galus. The origin of the Galus, the reason that Esav has to come to such great power before Yisrael can come to great power is because Esav came out of the womb before Yaakov came out of the womb. That's it, simple. But think about it. When Esav is on his way out, Esav is emerging, right? And Yaakov is clutching his heel. What's the point? Did he really think that he was going to pull him back in and like zip out in front of him? What was the game plan? His mom is holding on to his name, his essence, Yaakov. He's clutching the heel. The Lulaver, Zuchus Yagen Aleinu, of Moshe Mordechai Biderman, the Lulaver. The Lulaver Rebbe on page 6 in the Kedushas Mordechai, in Parshas Toldos, in the second volume. He says an amazing var. He was clutching Esav's heel. We're in Galus Edom. He's clutching Esav's heel. He's holding on for dear life. It was a done deal. Esav's out the door. Did he really think he was going to change things around? What do we learn from this? What do we learn from Yaakov? You know, what do we learn how we have to fight against an Esav, against an Edom? This battle which we're holding by Mamish right now. Page 7. To whatever degree a person can fight against negativity, Olav lasas, he has to do his part. Not to say to himself, how am I going to do this? There's no way I can make the menorah. It's way too complicated. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to show you the menorah. This is what it's supposed to look like. Do whatever you can, and I promise you, when you get stuck, just throw it in the fire, and I'll finish it for you. But you have to start it. Because you're on Uroim country, Yaakov asa pu'ula, shalachora lo nira bashum petach tikva, sheyo mashehu. There's no point, Yaakov Avinu. What are you clutching Esav's heel for? V'achena yidei pu'ulaso zos, l'achnias Esav, zocha shalavasov, macha lo asa b'chora. That had he not held on then, he never would have been able to get the Bechor at a later point. Even when a person's mamish in a low place, Im kol zeh, asur lo lisyayish, v'tzarachu lasos kol ma shebiachalto, do whatever you can, do your part, v'yideza yizchel is gaber, v'aflis alus, v'madregos v'hafim. I want to just end with the Shem Yishmuel. I know I'm over time, but I don't really care, because I'm going to end with the Shem Yishmuel. And I might even tell a story at the end. That's how crazy I am. Shem Yishmuel and Vayikra brings an amazing, amazing mashal from the Dun Mag. I'll tell you the mashal outside. He brings the mashal on the pasuk in Yeshaya on the right hand side. V'lo si karasa Yaakov. Yaakov, you stopped calling out to me. Ki yagata bi Yisrael. Because you, Jewish people, you became weary with me. You got tired of me. You stopped calling out to Hashem. You're tired of Hashem. You're weary from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Dun Mag gives the following mashal. This fellow is traveling by ship, by train, whatever it is. He has a package with him. And he arrives, let's say, at the port, and he says to the porter, he says, listen, can you help me with my bag? Can you help me with my package? Okay, good. So he gets in the front seat of the cab, and the guy takes his package, and he throws it into the back, right? And he drives the guy to his house, right? Or let's say even he carries the package, he escorts him, because he didn't want to carry the package himself, he's a chush of a guy. Anyways, he gets to the house, right? He pulls up to the house, they walk up to the house, he puts down the package, and he says to the fellow, he says, okay, that'll be $75. He says, $75 to carry such a small package? He says, whoa, what do you mean a small package? He says, that was the heaviest package I ever carried in my life. He says, we charge per weight. He says, well, I think you got the wrong bag. He says, I can tell you for sure my bag's not heavy. If you're telling me the bag that you were carrying is heavy, I can tell you for sure that's not my bag. Says the Dubna Magid. Klal Yisrael sometimes complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put such a heavy load upon us. Right? I'm so worn out from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, whoa. If the Torah mitzvahs that you're practicing is heavy, if you feel burdened by it, if you're overwhelmed by it, that's not my package, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's not Torah mitzvahs. What you think, maybe someone told you that's what's called Torah mitzvahs. That's not what I call Torah mitzvahs, Hashem says. I can assure you, Lo karasa bi Yaakov. You're not talking to me. You've got the wrong package. You've got the wrong thing. Says the Dubna Magid. Let's read halfway through. Halfway through on the right-hand column. V'yeshli. You see where it says, V'yeshli lahosif bezeh dvarim? First line says, lahosif. V'yeshli lahosif bezeh dvarim. Ki bevada ein lahachish shekosha lios oved Hashem Yisbarach. This mashal is not telling us that it's not hard to be a yid. It is hard to be a yid. It takes a lot of effort to be a yid. Moshe Rabbeinu had to work very hard at crafting the menorah with all its details from one single piece, right? Miksha achas. It's not pashut at all. B'cholibo v'nafsho ma'odo. It's not simple to be a yid. B'machshav adibor ma'isa. It's not simple to be a yid. V'lo od elashiyesh l'umas kol adam v'adam minios gedolos u'kvedos mi'bayis mi'bachutz. And we all have our heavy packages that get in our way. V'kochos chitzonim rod fim achar adam l'hamam. To confuse us, to burden us, to cause us to get lost. You need to be a gibor to win this battle. But I says, I'll tell you what I heard from my father, the Avnei Nezer. So how is it that a Jew does anything? How does anything we do matter if we're doomed to fail? Look at this line, it's amazing. A person is a shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You were sent to this world as a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach. The shliach la'olam yesh bo koach ha-mishaleach. We have a halachic principle. Shlucho shal adam kamoso. That means if you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach, if Hashem said you as a shliach to this world, ma'isa shliach misyachis l'mishaleach, im kein or al kein, ha-mitzvah shal adam osa b'shlichus, Hashem yisbarach nechshav shal Kodesh Baruch Hu atzmo osa. Because Baruch Hu is making it for you, he's doing it with you, he's building the menorah with you. And therefore it's not a shaila at all that I can be very successful in this world. Because Baruch Hu is with you every step of the way. It was a Jew, I'll end with this, it was a Jew named Benny Prager, Rabbi Benny Prager. Went to public school when he was a kid. Oh, Maisa, how he became from. Anyways, he and his wife decided they want to be Makari people because they themselves were Zochet to become religious. They didn't necessarily grow up with a love of Torah. They wanted to teach people to love Torah. And they decided they're moving to Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. Knew what's the first Shaila a married couple has to think about, perhaps, when they're deciding where to live? Is there a mikvah? They said, is there a mikvah in Phoenix? There's no mikvah in Phoenix, Arizona. No mikvah in Phoenix, Arizona. Where's the closest mikvah? Closest mikvah is 2 hours away. Okay? So they decided we're going to move there. We're going to make this work. And within 2 years, we're going to make sure that there's a mikvah. We're going to fundraise. We're going to build it. We're going to make it happen. And if not, we're going to have to... That's it. We're giving ourselves 2 years. Within the first year, he basically had all the money that he needed. And then the local school where he was involved, he was the principal, a rabbi in the school. They gave him a space. They bought a space in the school. They bought a property. They had everything set up. It's gevaldik. They were building the mikvah. Right? What's the biggest problem? The biggest problem is it doesn't rain in Phoenix, Arizona. To fill a mikvah, you need rainwater. Two types of mikvahs. Sometimes you have a mayan, a fresh flowing body of water underground. Otherwise, you need rainwater. And you need the rainwater to fall into the mikvah. Okay, so in many places, when you're building a mikvah, you leave the roof open. Right? You let the pool fill up. And then, of course, you can add mayim shuvim once you have 40 lug.
Saw.
40 saw. Lug, no, that'd be pretty small. 40 saw of rainwater. You can add as much mayim shuvim as you want once it's kosher mikvah. So what's going to be? There was a weather report that maybe it's going to rain. Now, in the meantime, they were busy. One of the local rabbanim, Rabbi Marcus, was busy trying to figure out what to do. They contacted Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe said, here's what you're going to do. Because it's a difficult situation, you're going to make a special wooden container on flatbed trucks. That's not Makabal Tuma. You're going to go to the Rocky Mountains. You're going to fill this flatbed truck with snow. And you're going to bring it back and you're going to make a mikvah there. Rav Moshe had this whole shtickle Torah how they're going to make the mikvah. They get a report, it's supposed to rain. Shkoyach, rain in Phoenix, Arizona. That's like, you know what I'm saying? So we're not talking major rain. But this guy, Benny Prager, decided, I'm going to open the tarp. I'm going to pull back the tarp on top. They said, it's ridiculous. It's not going to fill the mikvah. Right? We've lived here for many years. You're a new guy in town. He said, we have to do our part. We have to do our part. I have to do my part. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it rain, Hashem can fill our mikvah. As everyone said, it's crazy. It's a big schlep. You know, open the tarp. Just leave it. Let them finish the construction. We'll figure it. Rav Moshe has a whole plan for us. We'll bring the snow and the flatbed trucks. This guy said, we're opening the tarp. They opened up the tarp. It was April 12, 1976. And there was a record amount of, to this day, I think it's still the record. In Phoenix, Arizona, April 12, 1976, there was more than enough rain to fill the mikvah. Someone told me that it was the rain was so crazy that day that like they couldn't even get the kids home from school. I don't know. That sounds a little intense. The kids couldn't even get home from school that day. They had like a sleepover in the school. I don't know. I can't confirm that part of the story. But they filled the mikvah, and the mikvah became kosher. And to this day, the mikvah in Phoenix, Arizona, I was filled with that rain from April 12, 1976. April 12, 1976. Record rainfall. No, a Jew has to do his part. You do whatever you can, and then you hand it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You fight the Mechamas HaYetzer, and you remind yourself, Shulcha Shalom Kamoso, Hashem's going to help me every step of the way. So Mirtz Hashem, Shalom Bizocha, in our own way, in whatever battles we're fighting, whatever menorahs and Torahs we're trying to build, trying to create, we should give our efforts to the best of our ability. Kavsa in Zakukla, like we learned this week. Halakha l'maisa, you light the menorah, you light the candles. If they go out, it's not your problem at that point. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it from that point on. Kavsa in Zakukla. That's the whole Indian of Aish. There's a famous Rav Chana Wasserman on it for another time. But Amir Tashem, we should try our best to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu all of our efforts. And a bullet tire, Messiah Yenoso. Shkoyach.